From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. As the G8 summit gets underway at Camp David, President Obama is pushing his European counterparts to move away from a focus on austerity and toward pro-growth strategies to tackle the Eurozone's debt crisis. He made the comments after holding his first meeting today with French President François Hollande.
President Hollande and I agree that this is an issue of extraordinary importance not only to the people of Europe, but also to the world economy.
Meanwhile, the European Union's trade commissioner says EU officials are working on contingency plans in case Greece decides to bow out of the Eurozone. To coincide with the G8 summit and the upcoming NATO summit, the country's largest nurses union teamed up with Occupy protesters to demand a so-called Robin Hood tax. National Nurses United is calling for a 50-cent tax on every $100 that banks use on financial trades. Hopes for a big bang from Facebook's initial public offering today were dashed. Shares ended the day only 23 cents higher than the opening price of $38. Facebook stock went as high as $42.05 a share during the trading day before sliding back. Dan Goldblatt of member station WFIU reports at least one financial consultant says he's been telling people to be cautious.
Joshua Holden is an investment advisor in Bloomington, Indiana. He says his clients have been calling for weeks with questions about Facebook stock.
People are looking at Facebook saying, I missed out on Apple. I don't want to miss out on this one. And so I just like people to be more cautious and be more patient.
With more than 900 million users worldwide, Holden says he understands why people want to own a piece of Facebook, but he cautions against making a quick judgment. For NPR News, I'm Dan Goldblatt in Bloomington.
No verdict today in the John Edwards trial. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi reports jurors made several requests for specific evidence during their 5 hours of deliberations.
After a little more than 2 hours of deliberations, the jury asked for 8 pieces of evidence that the government presented, the transcript from one witness, and some office supplies. The jury of 8 men and 4 women heard 17 days of testimony. Judge Catherine Eagles told the jurors to rely on their notes and memories, denying the transcript request. Following the lunch recess, jurors indicated to the judge that they will need more time for deliberations on Monday at 9:30. Edwards, the former 2-time presidential candidate, is charged with 6 counts of campaign finance violations and faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Wall Street lost some ground today. The Dow fell 73 points to close at 12,369. The Nasdaq fell 34 points to close at 2,778. The S&P was off 9. This is NPR. In Afghanistan, 2 NATO soldiers are dead in a rocket attack on a U.S. base in the northeastern Kunar province. The region is one of the most violent, largely because insurgents have found a safe haven across the Pakistan border. The violence comes ahead of this weekend's NATO summit in Chicago. The Japanese government is urging businesses in western Japan to cut their power use by at least 15% in order to help prevent looming summer energy shortages. But as John Matthews reports from Tokyo, the government is stopping short of mandatory power rationing.
In western Japan, customers of utility Kansai Electric relied on nuclear power for nearly half of their energy before last year's disaster at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant. With all of Japan's reactors offline for maintenance and local opposition preventing plant restarts, the region is expected to be hit the hardest by power shortages. Analysts say the anti-nuclear camp could gain ground if the country is able to weather a hot summer without atomic power. Others claim the supply shortfall will dampen Japan's recovery efforts as uncertainties drive production overseas. The Kansai region is home to major manufacturers such as Panasonic and Sharp, already struggling underneath the weight of a strong yen. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
NASA is preparing for what could be a milestone in commercial spaceflight. A private unmanned space capsule is due to blast off early tomorrow morning from Cape Canaveral in Florida. If it succeeds in carrying out a series of maneuvers, NASA will then give it the go-ahead to dock with the space station next week. That would make it the first commercial craft ever to visit the space outpost. The robotic capsule will be carrying food and other supplies. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.